Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, the three modes of material nature, text number 20. It's on the. Is that the last one that was read? It was 20? 19? Yeah. Gunane tani titya trin. Dehi deha samud bhavan. Janma mrityu jarav dukar. Vimuktam ritam ashnute. Gunan. Qualities. Etan. All these. Atitya. Transcending. Trin. Three. Dehi. The embodied. Deha. The body. Samud Bhavan. Produced of. Janma. A birth. Mrityu. Death. Jara. An old age. Dukhai. The distresses. Vimukta. Being freed from. Amritam, nectar, ashnute, he enjoys. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the embodied being is able to transcend these modes associated with the material body, he can become free from birth, death, old age, and their distresses, and can enjoy nectar even in this life. Purport. How one can stay in the transcendental position, even in this body, in full Krishna consciousness, is explained in this verse. The Sanskrit word dehi means embodied. Although one is within this material body, by his advancement in spiritual knowledge, he can be freed from the influence of the modes of nature. He can enjoy the happiness of spiritual life even in this body, because after leaving the body, this body, he's certainly going to the spiritual sky. But even in this body, he can enjoy spiritual happiness. In other words, devotional service in Krishna consciousness is a sign of liberation from material entanglement. This will be explained in the 18th chapter. When one is freed from the influence of the modes of material nature, he enters into devotional service. So there's a process of enjoying life in Krishna consciousness. And in every chapter in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has given us the sequence in different ways. For instance, in the 5th chapter, Krishna gives us, if we go backwards, from the end of the chapter where Krishna says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam. Actually, why don't we look at starting with, in the 5th chapter, Arjuna is asking Krishna, which is better, devotional service or impersonal realization? And Krishna says that devotional service is better. Although, even impersonal understanding that simply we're souls, but not an understanding who or what the soul does, he says that's also self-realization. And that after attaining such self-realization, one can actually enter into devotional service, real devotional service. But yoga yukta vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma korvan napni lilipite. Now those who work in devotion, who are pure souls, control the mind and senses, they are dear to everyone and everyone is dear to them. Though he's working, such a person is never entangled. So, yoga yukta vishuddhatma. That by becoming in contact with Krishna, who is the ultimate pure, then one becomes purified by such service. Yoga yukta vishuddhatma viditatma jitendriya. And the way of doing that is viditatma jitendriya, engaging the senses in Krishna's service, which include the mind. So that takes buddhi. It takes intelligence to know what is Krishna's service and what is not Krishna's service. And so if one engages in oneself in Krishna's service with the body and the mind and the words, then one comes in contact with Krishna and becomes Vishuddhatma, a purified person. Yoga yukta Vishuddhatma, vijitatma vijitendriya, sarva bhutatma bhutatma. And then one can see all of the entities as spiritual beings. That everyone has a relationship presently with the material body, seemingly, but even in the material body, our relationship is always with Krishna. Because we can't do anything without Krishna. Our whole perception always depends upon whatever intelligence Krishna provides us. So we're 100% dependent upon Krishna. But when we don't want to be dependent on Krishna, when we want to reject Krishna, then we're depending upon Krishna to put us in Maya also. And therefore Krishna arranges to fulfill our desire by supplying us with the illusion that we're not depending upon Krishna. And that all living entities are apart from Krishna, that they're not actually connected with Krishna also. So this is generally known as illusion. Yoga yukta vishuddhatma vijitatma jitendriya sarva bhutatma bhutatma korvan natna lipyate. And when one can see everyone and everything in relation with Krishna, then there's no entanglement that I'm the proprietor, I'm the enjoyer, I'm the friend. One sees oneself simply as Krishna's instrument. And what is the result? Naiva kinchit kromiti yuktamanyate tatvavit pashan srinvan srishan drigran ashnanga chan svapan svasan pralapan vishrijan grinan umishan imishan api indriyarandi arte shu vartanta iti dharyan. You know the Sanskrit? No. Naiva kinchit kromiti. Not at any time does one think himself to be doing anything. Naiva, na eva, not ever. Naiva mana, within the mind, adatsva. Naiva kinchit karomiti. Naiva kinchit. Kinchit means at any time. Karo means to do. Iti, thus. Yukta manyate tatvavit. So when the mind is actually connected with Krishna, yoga yukta vishuddha naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyate tatvavet, with the actual truth, then one can see things clearly. It may be a little shocking if suddenly we found out we're actually not doing anything in this body but desiring. We have to pay that price if we want to become enlightened. We have to agree to realize that we're an insignificant soul rather than some attempt to become significant in this material world through some temporary material body. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukta manyate tatvavit pashan. What does pashan mean? Yeah. No, pashan. 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 What's that? No, not Prashna. Prashan. Which sense is Prashan? Seeing. Prashan Srinvan. What is Srinvatam Swakata Krishna? Hearing, yeah. Sprishan. Touching, yes. Where is it? What are the verse? Matra, sparshas. And jigran? Jiva. No, jigran is the smelling. Naiva kinchit kromiti yuktamanyate tatvavit sparshan srinvan sprishan jigran ashnan. What's that? Eating, yes. Ashnan gachan?
Speaking.
No, gachan. Going about, yeah, walking. swapan. What's that? Dreaming, actually. Swapan, yeah. Shwasan. What's that? No, that's siddhit. That's also in Russian, siddhitsa. Shwasan. Shwa, what does shwa mean? Besides, you probably think it means dog, but shwa, how many? Breathing. So, pashan, shrinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, swashan. And then, naiva kinchit kromiti yukdamanite tatvavet. Pashan, Srinvan, Pashan, Srinvan, Jigran, what's the next one? Let's see. We have seeing, we have hearing, we have smelling, Jigran, and hearing. So we have seeing, hearing, and sprishan, touching. Naiva kinchit kromiti yuktamanite tatvavit pashan, srinvan, sprishan, jigran, ashnan, gachan, swapan, shwasan, umish, pralapan. What is pralapan? Prajalpa. Pralapan. Speaking is pralapan vishrijan rinan, open, receiving, I think, vishan, giving up, and jigran is accepting. Pralapan vishrijan rinan umishani mishan api indriyan diarteshu vartante iti dharina. So the soul, when he's in divine consciousness, he knows that even when he's seeing, when he's hearing, when he's touching, when he's smelling, when he's speaking, let's see. That's not, when he's eating, when he's sparshan, srinvan, sprishan, sparshan, jigran, when he's ashnanga chanspapanswasan, when he's going about, when he's eating, when he's dreaming, and when he's breathing, he knows it always within himself that he does nothing at all. Because while evacuating, receiving, while opening and closing his eyes, he knows that only the material senses are engaged in their objects and that he's aloof from them. So we have that sense that actually we're not really doing anything. We're just the observer. We're the experiencer of the body. But everything else is carried out either by the internal energy or by the external energy of Krishna. So when we're under the internal energy, we're blissful. And when we're the external energy, we suffer. And that depends on whether we want to do something for Krishna or we want to do it for something under the dictation of the modes. And therefore, that's liberation, to understand that we're simply the observer. And of course, we should observe Krishna, otherwise how can we become liberated? We accept everything and everyone is related to Krishna, then we won't be entangled in the modes of nature, and therefore we'll be able to understand how everyone and everything is related to Krishna. Brahmanyadiyai karmani sangam tyaktvakrotiya lipitena sapapena padma patramivambasa. What does padma mean? Padmalochana. Padma. What's that?
Padma.
Yes, a padma. What does a padma mean?
Yeah.
Lotus. Padma. Padma. Padmalochana. Lotus eyes. So just like a person who's performs his duty without attachment, surrendering the results unto the Supreme, is not affected by sinful activities like the lotus leaf is untouched by water. So on the lotus leaf, there's this waxy substance, so that even if water gets on the leaf, it just rolls off the leaf, and it's unaffected. So one who's actually in consciousness of Krishna, although he may be in contact with the modes of nature, he doesn't become attached to the results of what he's doing. He sees everything as Krishna's. Kayena manasa buddhya kevala indriyarabhi indriyarandiyarateshu yogina karma korvandi sangam tyagvatma shudaye. The yogis abandoning attachment act with body, minds, and words, and even with the senses only for the purpose of purification. In order to become Krishna conscious, everything is done for Krishna. Then the result is yukta karma palam tyagva shanti matnaiti nashkikim yukta karma palena karma karma. Karma kartum viharasi, phali sakti nabhajate. That the steadily devoted soul attains unadulterated peace because he offers the results of all activities to me, but the person who is greedy for the results of his activities, he becomes entangled. Sarva karmini manasa sanyasyatse sukhamvasi navadvaire paredehi navakoravandakaryam. When the embodied living being controls his nature and mentally renounces all activities, resides happily in the city of nine gates, neither working nor causing work to be done. So just imagine you woke up every day and you were happy and peaceful, nothing to worry about. You're just watching the body working for Krishna, and you understand that actually whatever that I'm doing now on behalf of Krishna is for my benefit and for everyone's benefit, so everything is perfect. My whole life is perfect. There's nothing to worry about. And now I'm working for Krishna. And when I leave this body, it won't make any difference to me. And I'll simply get another opportunity to serve Krishna. And I won't forget who I am. Now we're concerned, if I leave this body and I wake up somewhere else, I'll forget who I am. As if we know who we are now. We can't forget who we are when you don't know who you are to begin with. Now we think with this body, and we think if I forget this body, then I've lost myself. It's like thinking if I walk out of my car, I'm lost. We may forget the car, but that doesn't mean we'll forget ourselves, because that's the only thing we're really, ultimately we're conscious of ourselves, and everything else we see in relation to ourselves, including the body. So when we control our nature and engage in Krishna's service, then we can live happily in this material world, unconcerned with what's happening externally, knowing it's all under Krishna's control, and that I simply have to work to help others and myself become conscious of Krishna. And then my life is perfect, whatever I'm doing. The kartrivam the karamani, lokasya sri jati pavu, the karamapala samyogam, sabhavastuktavartate. The embodied spirit, master of the city of his body, does not create activities, nor does he induce people to act, nor does he create the results of activities, fruits of action. All is enacted by the modes of material nature. So the material nature is doing everything. We're simply the passenger. And as long as we're Krishna conscious, then at least we won't be under the modes of nature, we'll be under the spiritual energy. And therefore, whatever happens under the spiritual energy, it's all blissful. And even if it's not blissful, we're not completely under the spiritual nature. We're certainly in a lot less anxiety than a normal person who has no idea who they are, what the purpose of life is, or just simply aimlessly and endlessly trying to gratify the senses, which are never satisfied. Nadate kasitit papam na papam sukritim vibhu agyane navritam gyana tenamuyanti jantava. Nor is the Supreme Soul assume anyone's sinful or pious activities. Embodied beings, however, are bewildered because of the ignorance which covers their real knowledge. So ultimately, we have to realize that all I am is a desirer. And if I'm desiring something in Krishna consciousness, then I'm making progress towards real life. And if I desire something outside of Krishna consciousness, then I'm just wasting my time, that's all. It's like everyone's wasting their time in the material world. They have an opportunity in the human form of life to wake up to their real identity and to realize not an ordinary person, but the person who's the source of everything. Unlimitedly beautiful, unlimitedly wise, unlimitedly strong, unlimitedly kind, unlimitedly everything. We have enough, so that's beyond our imagination currently, but it certainly would be intriguing if you can meet a person who is unlimitedly beautiful. And not only that, unlimitedly loving and kind would be nice also. So if we want to dedicate our lives to finding our soulmate, we have one soulmate, that's Krishna. He's the actual soulmate. Everyone else is just a little reflection of who our real soulmate is. And that depends upon our desire, and therefore our whole philosophy is just meant to increase our desire to meet Krishna. Yanena tutada jnanam yesham nashitam atmanaha tesham aditi vajjnanam prakashiti tatparam. When, however, one is enlightened with the knowledge by which nations is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. So when we become aware of Krishna, then simultaneously we become aware of everyone and everything as they really are. Therefore, devotees have the experience that when sometimes we'd probably look at them or look at the other devotees, that it was almost like he could actually see who they actually were. Because Prabhupada saw everything perfectly. Tad buddhiyas tad atmanas tad nishtas tad parayanaha kachanyapuna arvitim gyananiduta kamashaha. So here's the secret. When one's intelligence, mind, faith, and refuge are all fixed in the Supreme, then one becomes fully cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge, thus proceeds straight on the path of liberation. So the whole secret is engage ourselves in Krishna's service, somehow or another. And then what should we see? Will we see the light? Just like one time Vishnu Jaya Maharaj asked Prabhupada, he said, every time I chant Hare Krishna, I see all these lights. And Prabhupada said, just keep on chanting and they'll go away. So what will we see? Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swafake Cha Pandita Samadarshanaha, that the humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. Ihaivatera jita sarge, yesham samye sitamana, idosham hisamam brahma, tasma brahmani te sitaha. Those whose minds are established in sameness and equanimity have already conquered the conditions of birth and death. They are flawless like Brahman, and thus they are already situated in Brahman. The Prairi Shat Priyam Prapya, No Dwijat Prapicha Priyam, Stira Buddhira Samudo, Brahmavid Brahmani Sthitaha. A person who doesn't rejoice when he obtains something pleasant, nor laments upon obtaining something unpleasant, who is self intelligent, unbewildered, and who knows the signs of God, is said already to be situated in transcendence. So that equanimity comes when we're actually thinking about Krishna. We make Krishna as more important than anything else, then we're not disturbed whatever else is going on because we have Krishna, the source of everything. If you have $100 billion, you're not concerned with $50, $20, what's happening with it. Everything else is insignificant compared to Krishna. Then Krishna says that Vyas Parsheva Saktatma Vindayatmini Yatsukam Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukamakshim Ashnute, that such a person, such a liberated person, is not attracted to material objects, sense pleasure, but is always entranced, enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. So we can concentrate on the Supreme by concentrating on our devotional service and trying to remember we're doing it for Krishna. Then gradually we'll be able to concentrate on the Supreme. And if we actually, Krishna reveals himself, and we're actually thinking about Krishna, and we come into the internal energy, then we'll actually feel transcendental pleasure. And therefore, by that transcendental pleasure, everything else will seem insignificant. Just like Dhruva Maharaj was going to get a kingdom greater than that of his great-grandfather, but he didn't care about it, because he found Krishna, and he was in loving ecstasy. And compared to that, compared to loving Krishna, everything else is completely insignificant. Yehi samsparshana bhoga dukha yoni evate adyantavanti kanteya nate shuramate buddha. A person who's an intelligent person does not take part in the sources of misery which are due to contact with material senses with their objects. O son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and end, and so the wise man doesn't delight in them. So we have to enjoy sense happiness to a certain degree because we have a material body. Just like you have a car, we have to put gasoline in the car. We don't deny the car gasoline or oil or anything else, because in order to maintain the car, you need so many things. But we don't make our life is not meant simply to take care of a car. It's meant to use a car to go to a destination. So we're meant to use this body to go back to Godhead, back to Krishna. Saknoti haiva yakso dum prakshari rimokshanat kamakrodha bhavanvegam siyukta sasukinara. Before giving up this present body, if one is able to tolerate the urges of the material senses and check the force of desire and anger, he is a yogi and he is happy in this world. So we have to learn tolerance. We don't need a PhD or a big degree from a university. We don't have to study millions of books. We just have to learn how to be tolerant so that we think about Krishna. We don't become distracted by insignificant things and forget Krishna. Yontak sukadara rama satantir jauta evaya sabrahma yoga yuktatma sukamakshayam ashnute. It's a yogi brahmanir of Brahma Buddha. Yontak sukritarama satanche jyoti evaya siyogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhuto digachati. One whose happiness is within, who rejoices and is active within, and whose aim is inward, actually is a perfect mystic. He is liberated in the Supreme and ultimately attains the Supreme. Labhate brahma nirvanam rishiya china kamashaha china chayavut china china dvaya. Lavate Brahmanirvanam Rishya Shina Kamashaha China Dvaiva Chitatmara Sarabhutahite Ritaha. Those who are beyond the dualities that arise from doubts, whose minds are engaged within, are always busy working for the welfare of all living beings, and are free from all sins, achieve liberation in the Supreme. So gradually, as we become purified, and we become free from our material contamination, and then we can see the value of working for the welfare of all living entities by helping them become Krishna conscious. Kama krodha vimuktanam yatinam yata chetasam avito brahma nirvanam vartite viditatmanam. Those who are free from anger and all material desires, who are self-reliant, self-disciplined, and constantly endeavoring for perfection, are assured of liberation of the Supreme in the very near future. And then, of course, there's a verse in between. Sparshan kritva bhaya bhayam chakshus chayvantare bhuvo pranapana samo yuktva nasabhyantara charino titendiyamano buddhir muni moksha parayana vikite chabaya krodha yaksada mukta eva saha. Shutting out all external sense objects, keeping the eyes and vision concentrated between the eyebrows, suspending the inward and outward breaths within the nostrils, thus controlling the mind, senses, and intelligence, the transcendentalist aiming at liberation comes free from desire, fear, and anger. One who is always in this state is certainly liberated. Of course, we're not going to do that. We can hardly sit in class for 10 minutes. What to speak of trying to concentrate on the tip of our nose? We'd fall asleep as soon as we try to do that one. But, therefore, Krishna says, Bhaktaram jagatapasam sarvalokam heshwaram suridam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantirichate. Person of full consciousness of me, knowing me to be this, the ultimate beneficiary of all sacrifices and austerities, Supreme Lord of all planets and demigods, and the ultimate benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, becomes free from the pangs of material miseries. So, if we accept Krishna as the supreme controller, then we become free from ignorance. If we accept him as the object of our service, we should try to please him, because if he enjoys, we enjoy, and everyone enjoys, then we become free from the mode of passion. And if we accept him as the friend of everyone, rather than trying to become everyone's friend or ourselves, then we become free from the mode of goodness, and then we become liberated in the supreme. Then Krishna reveals himself fully to us. But as long as we have some desire to control or enjoy or to become somehow or another, thinking ourselves the real main benefactor of anyone, then we remain in the modes of nature. That's all. So I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes.
Guru Maharaj, can I ask a question from Anastasia Spasuk, St. Petersburg? She wants to ask you.
Okay, as long as it's something relevant, because everything is relevant to devotional service.
Yes, it is about devotional service. She wants to ask about pilgrimage to St. Ham.
What is that?
Vrindavan, Mayapur, Jagannathapuri, pilgrimage.
Pilgrimage.
Parikram and another. Yeah. She talked with one Mataji from Vrindavan. She many years served for deities like Pujari. And she said to Anastasia that not very good travel to Mayapur or Jagannathapuri. The most important place is Vrindavan. Shrimati Radharani live only in Vrindavan. If you go to another saint place like Jagannathapuri or Mayapur, and you after come to Vrindavan, Shrimati Radharani don't accept you because you...
Yes. I mean, how crazy can you get?
Yes.
Completely absurd.
Yes, I ask...
Poor Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, rejected by Shrimati Radharani because he spent so much time in Mayapur. That's ridiculous. Therefore, we shouldn't listen to all these so-called personalities. I mean, unless we read Prabhupada's books, we'll just get bewildered, misdirected. You think Lord Jagannath is in Maya? When you bring Jagannath to Vrindavan, then Srimati Radharani is going to reject him. Why is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Bratiyatra? He's bringing Lord Jagannath. He's Radharani bringing Jagannath to Vrindavan. It makes no sense whatsoever. Yes. Anyhow, any other questions? Yes.
Not all over. Just a comment to that. Mahaprabhu is taking Jagannath to all over the world. Radharani is taking Jagannath all over the world.
Yeah, Prabhu did. Yeah. Any other questions? And now be careful when you go to Vrindavan, anywhere. People don't like to say what's in the scripture because everyone else says the same thing, so you have to be unique and show how you even know more than Mahaprabhu knows. Even Krishna didn't even know these things before you spoke them. Kuala Granthara Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.